Yerushalmi Shvi'is corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Yud Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tesvov Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Mashelis isha lechaverta achashuda la Shvi'is nafa v'kvara reichaim v'tanu aval loytavu loytitchoin ima. A woman may lend to a friend who is suspected of not keeping the laws of Shvi'is a sifter, a sieve, handmill stones, and an oven, but she may not sort or grind with her. Eishes chavim mashelis le'eishes ama oretz nafa v'kvara uvayeres etichenes m'akedes ima aval mishetatil esamayim loysiga etzla she'y machzikin yidei oivri aveira. The wife of a chaver may lend to the wife of an amaoretz a sifter and a sieve, and she may sort, grind, or sift with her. However, once the water is added to the flour, she may not help her, as one may not assist sinners. As soon as the water is added, since the hands and utensils of this woman are assumed to be tame, the dough becomes tame as well, and the challah that's separated will be tame. All of these things mentioned in the Mishnah of lending and helping were only said for the sake of peace. One may encourage Gentiles in Shvi'is, but not Jews, and for the sake of peace, one may greet them using the word Shalom, which is one of the names of Hashem. And the Gemara says, "Bizeira boy kami Rav Mana, masnisa b'stam avam mefarish loy." Rav Zeira asked a question to Rav Mana: is our Mishnah speaking about when she borrowed them without specifying? But if she specified her intention to use them in a prohibited way, she may not lend. Amalei Rav Mana answered to Rav Zeira, "V'stamai lav k'peirushahu." It's the same, and even when specified, it's permitted, as even when unspecified, it's almost certain that she will use them for a prohibited use, but it's still permitted. And the Yoimer Nafa Lispar Bamois, Kvar Lichbo Ba Chol, Rechaim Litroim by Simonim, Tano Litmoim by Unin, Shalpishtan. Rabbi Zeira says back to Rabbana, I could say, though, that she wants to use the sifter for counting money, the sieve for obtaining fine sand, the hand millstone for grinding herbs for medicine, and the oven for bleaching flax. Rabbi Pinchas boy, but Bamei Khan say B'makam Shezoyin V'Oichlin or B'makam Shezoyin V'Li'Oichlin. Rabbi Pinchas asked, with who did they prohibit assisting by grinding and sorting, those suspected of planting and eating, or those suspected of planting but not eating? Manafam Yibbein Nihoin, where will there be a difference? Ro'u Oysoy Lekech Menasiuki, in Tame B'makam Shezoyin V'Oichlin, Ro'u Oysoy Lekech Menasiuki, Osa. In Tame B'makam Shezoyin V'Li'Oichlin, Ro'u Oysoy Lekech Menasiuki, Mutta. If they saw a person buying produce from a merchant, if you say that the prohibition to assist applies to both one who plants and one who eats, it would be prohibited to assist him to prepare the grains. If you say that the prohibition only applies to one who plants, it would be permitted to assist him. Rav Yosi bar Chanina boy, al kol pilka is amus, al hadar hilchasa is amus. Rav Yosi bar Chanina asked, in mentioning the permission to greet Gentiles using the word shalom, the Mishnah concluded with the words, for the sake of peace. Was that said about the entire perek, or only about this particular Mishnah? Rabban de Gifrin, b'shem Rav Yehuda, bar Sutam, min mad loitaninam begitin el hadah hilchasa, hadah amma al hadah hilchasa is amus. Rabban of Gifrin, quoting Rav Yehuda, bar Sutam, says that from the fact that in the Mishnah in Gittin that lists all of the cases of for the sake of peace, the only Mishnah that's mentioned from this entire perek is this Mishnah, this shows it was only said about this particular Mishnah. Tamantaninan, Nachtaim Shu Oise Batuma, Lelashim Leochin Imoi, Mutaniala, Leboim Leitochinin, Volemakdin Imoi, Vaacha Hu Amaochin. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught that the wife of a Chavim may only help the wife of an Amaoretz until the water is added to the flour. The Mishnah Maseches Aveda Zohar teaches that if a baker is preparing dough in a state of Tumma, one may not knead or shape the dough with him. A Baisa teaches that he may not even sort, grind, or sift with him, and this implies it's prohibited to assist him even before the water is added. Amabila, kan la chulin, kan la truma. Rabila answers that the case of the Amaretz's wife here is with chulin produce, so they were lenient for the sake of peace, but the case of the baker there is with truma, for which there's a Torah prohibition to make it impure. Vatanina nachtaim islach meima nachtam betruma. The Gemara asked, but the Mishnah there, Avodah Zorah, taught the case of a baker. Will a baker be using truma, which can only be eaten by kahanim? Chavai ami, kan beloises, kan beshein eloises. Chavai answered, a different answer, they said in Avodah Zohar, the wheat was first soaked in water, which made them susceptible to tumma, but here they were not yet soaked. Masnisa, Messiah lechavaya, ava mishitatil mayim lechiga etzlam, she'im machzikin yidei oivrei aveira. A support for chavaya is our Mishnah that says, however, once the water is added to the flour, implying that beforehand they hadn't been made wet, she may not help her, as one may not assist sinners. V'kulalei omwe lebimnei darkei sholem, the Mishnah taught that all of these things were only said for the sake of peace, that one may encourage Gentiles and Shvi'is but not Jews, and for the sake of peace one may greet them using the word Shalom. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Imi, Chad ama chawashla tabos vana nasevla manach basa shemitza vechorana ama miyasha. Bechi and Rav Imi disagreed over the meaning of encouraging a Gentile and greeting Gentiles. One said the Jew could even say, "Plow well, and I'll buy from you after Shvi'ith." The other said that a Jew may only say, "Be strengthened." Manda ama tabos man ma shoylim b'shloimon iyasha. Manda ama la'akum iyasha ma shoylim b'shloimon yisrael shalom aleichem. According to the first opinion, what's the meaning of greeting Gentiles? Greeting with be strengthened. According to the second opinion, what's the meaning of greeting Gentiles? Using the greeting usually given to a Jew, which is Shalom Aleichem. Dilemma. Rechinna bar Papa, Rishmo bar Nachmeni, Avon Alchad, Mechoshi Shviyeth, Amalei Rishmo bar Nachmeni Yashe. Once Rechinna bar Papa and Rishmo bar Nachman passed by a Gentile plowing in Shviyeth. Rishmo bar Nachman said to him, "Be strengthened." Amalei Rechinna bar Papa, Velei Kein Olfen, Rebbe. Rechanina said to Rav Shmuel, "Rabbi, didn't you teach us that the pasuk says in Tehillim, in Pek Kuf Chavtes Pasuk Ches, and the passersby didn't say, 'May the blessing of Hashem be upon you, we've blessed you in the name of Hashem,' that from here we learn that we may not greet those plowing in Shvi'ith with 'Be strengthened'?" Amalei Rav Shmuel answered to Rabbi Chinana, "Lekoyz ata yodea, lejoish ein ata yodea, v'le amu ha'ivim elu oide kechavim, sha'ivim min ha'olam. You know how to read this pasuk, but you don't know how to expound it. The passersby didn't say, this refers to the idolaters who will pass from this world, and they didn't say to Yisrael, "May the blessing of Hashem be upon you." What does Yisrael say? "We have blessed you in the name of Hashem. It's not enough for you that all of the blessings that come to the world are for us. You don't invite us to partake of the blessings. Not only that, but you even place on us all types of taxes." Hadnalach Perk Benoit Shuach.